Amen. Thank you so much. Good morning, family. My name is Bonita Cates. I'm here in New Jersey, and I just wanted to share a word with you that we win with Jesus on this Wednesday, not only this Wednesday, but every day. And I want to thank Minister Willa for that tag. I'm going to open us up in prayer so that we can move forward with the call. Good morning, Father God. We already know we win with you on our side. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you because we know we win. Father, just by reading the word, which we will get ourselves into on a daily basis, we win, Father. We win, and we want to thank you. We want to thank you for the Dez De Leon family. We want to thank you for Mama and Papa. We want to thank you for our co-founders, Father, because they help us win. That is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artist International, a health and wellness company that's helping us help others win. Father God, we just appreciate that you woke us up this morning because we don't take that lightly, Father. We appreciate everything that you've kept us from, Father. We appreciate everything that you will see us through, Father. We appreciate you, Father, and we understand that you help us win. Father God, there is nothing that is going to come to us this day that we can't get through because we already know we win. There's no place for you on this telecommunication line, evil one, so you can have a seat because you're about ready to get fed with a message from the messenger. And we just want to thank you, Father, so that we know we win on this Wednesday. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to hand it over to our host.
Minister Bonita, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Loud and clear, Sister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us on this We Win with Jesus Wednesday. May God continue to bless you and elevate you in this season. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Fast Day number 25, numero 25. So if you are fasting with us, day 25, keep on pressing, keep on praying, keep on preparing and purging yourself and positioning yourself for what God has in store for you. So we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on behalf of our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And the warmest of kingdom greetings, shout out to all of you who are experiencing snow and that cold weather. It's, believe it or not, it is a little bit chilly here in California as well. But I'm praying for warmth and safety for each and every single one of you who have dialed into this line on this morning. May God continue to keep you and bless you is our prayer. So if you are dialing in to the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you, and we want to let you know that you have not missed anything because we do have a website that you can go to, and that's at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website, and we pray that you would go there and see what God has been doing for us for the past 3 years here on the Master's Call. Also, we have a email address if you have a prayer request, praise report, testimony, maybe you have a question, and maybe there's some of you on this line who've been sitting here and who have been feasting off of the buffet table, but God is pushing and purging you to step into something new. So if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you're a minister on this line, a pastor on this line, and you have a message, then I invite each and every single one of you to write this email address down, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and go ahead and send us an email, and we will definitely respond to you. Wow, wow, wow. If you are a part of Artist International, then you know there is so much going on in Artists International. So many great and new things are going on. So today, immediately following the master's call, we will be heading over to the ambassador call with our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, where she has been blessing us with being a FBI agent. Are you getting prepared to be a FBI agent with his favor, blessings, and increase? You could call in and find out more at 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. Later on today, at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, it's the Artist Corporate Call. You don't want to miss that. 712-432-0900 and the PIN code 836-211#. Immediately following that call, we're going to head on over to the 90K call, and that number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926-358#. And so you want to make sure that you go back and also listen to the replay. Dr. Spiller definitely raised the bar last night He did tell you how that you could raise the bar too. So go back and listen to that replay at 712-432-1085, and you will hear definitely what there is for you to do. And see, I've been saying all this information, and you're probably wondering on the line, some of you, what is Artist International? Well, get back with the person that invited you to this line, and they will definitely be more than willing to share what Artist International is with you. Do not forget, this weekend all roads lead to Atlanta, Georgia, the 90K Wealth and Empowerment Experience. That is Saturday, February the 1st, 2014. It begins at 6 o'clock p.m. on the gold carpet, not the red carpet, but the gold carpet, at the Westin Atlanta Airport Hotel. You can get additional information for that conference on Facebook, as well as check your back offices and check with the person that invites you to this call. So now, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to each and every single one of you this morning our speaker for the day. Our speaker for the day is definitely no stranger to this call. We hear his voice usually on Wednesdays, and I'm telling you, when he comes on with a profound, powerful word from the Lord. I so love his spirit. He is a father. He is a husband. He is a man of God. He is a pastor. He is, so multi-talented. He's a musician, composer, author, the Desperate Woman. You need to get that book if you don't have it. Google it, Amazon it, Facebook it, whatever you need. Just make sure that it's in your home. And this morning, he is our speaker for this day. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you a man who is changing the kingdom of God and who is doing great things in our lives. At this time, none other, with our 2014 word for this day, Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you out there, Pastor Chuck? Pastor Chuck, are you on the line? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Pastor Chuck, I see you unmuted. Are you able to come on? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dr. V.
Okay, you're unmuted, sir. Maybe you just muted your phone. Okay, I unmuted you again. Pastor Chuck?
Pastor Vanessa, you unmuted my phone. This is Dr.
Oh, you're the good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador.
Well, then you were the number I thought. Well, you know what? I will just go on and continue to minister what I was ministering. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay,
good morning.
So then let me give you the proper introduction. At this time, it is not Pastor Chuck, but it is our mother eagle, the wonderful, fantastic, victorious Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Take it away, Dr. V.
Good morning, TMC family. Praise the Lord. We are so honored and humbled to again be with you. And we always teach, as the word says, to be ready in season and out of season. And hopped in last Wednesday, so we're back here again today. And I'm just going to continue with the message that we had started on Monday. And we talked about fasting and praying. So glad to hear our co-founder on the line this morning from Mexico, and we're going to be timely so that we can all hop on the ambassador's call and support her also this morning. But we're talking about the importance of fasting and praying. And Monday we started with a series, Fast and Pray, the fine-tuning of your focus and the building of your faith. Fast and pray, fine-tuning your focus and building your faith. And I went through the word fast, and I know we covered the F and the A, but to bring everybody up to speed, our text scripture comes out of the familiar passage that we've been going over as we've been in the midst of our time of consecration. Some of you, we appreciate you, went with us for 21 days, and we started on January 5th, and you went through this past Saturday. That was 21 days. And for some of us marathon saints, we're going to carry on until February 13th, which is 40 days. And the text scripture, Matthew 17:21, and I'm going to read just briefly the whole passage where we get a complete, as they say, a hermeneutical view where we see the text. We always talk from verse 21, but what's the backdrop of how we got there? Verse 14 starts off, "And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Verse 17, "Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour." Verse 19, "And the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And then our key verse 21, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." And we started off this series understanding that many times in the body of Christ we've not seen the demonstration, we've not seen the manifestation of the power of God like we've often read and studied about in the Bible. And I don't know about you, but for me, I always ask God, you know, let me see what's going on with Vanessa, because if I say I love you, Lord, with all of my heart, and we do, and if I say, God, I'm a follower of Christ, and I want to have the same things that God's word has promised us. And then when you read history, I'm such a historical person in the Bible, how they wouldn't even just simply recant and just say they weren't followers of Christ, where they were thrown in the den with lions and oil poured over them and lit as human torches and went through all kind of persecution. See, that was real persecution. Some of y'all think you're being persecuted because folks don't speak to you. Right. So these people would be so steadfast with their love for Christ. And I said, God, why won't we fight the good fight of faith like our predecessors, like our matriarchs and our patriarchs did? I'm going somewhere with our fasting and prayer. And God said, you know, an experience settles the issue. And I remember Oral Roberts used to always stand over us, towering tall man. When I attended Oral Roberts University, I was so blessed. My first year was his last year that he was physically on campus. And he would come around us and talk, and he would always say, you know, I was threatened and put in jail once for practicing medicine without a license. And we were fought more by the church than we were by the world, because, see, when you need a miracle, you don't care about all the pharisaical ideas and attitudes. And once you have a miracle, that settles the issue. Nobody can't tell you Jesus in the healer when you've experienced healing. Nobody can't tell you Jesus isn't a provider when he's made a way of provision out of no way. No one can't tell you about your miracle when you've had it and when you've seen it, when you've experienced it. And those of old, they saw the demonstration of God's power. It wasn't a select few where we lined up for hours to get into a coliseum, because that same power, or as the old saints say, that same power is inside of all of us, because that same Holy Ghost, that same Paraclete. So I asked the question, God, why are we not seeing more of it in our lifestyle, in our day-to-day 2014 walk with Christ? Why are we here as the church, and yet we see sin run rampant? Now, I know Revelations tells us it would increase, and people would have itching ears and not want to hear the truth in the latter days, but God, the church is anemic. The church is not being the church. When we say be ministers in the marketplace, some of us say that but don't understand the depth, the power, the prophetic meaning of what we ask you to decree and declare. When we say you are, all off my notes this morning, but okay, Holy Ghost. When we say be a minister in the marketplace, that means the countenance of Christ shines through you. An artist becomes a tool where you're bringing the good news of the gospel and the demonstration of God's power. And some demons are not little imps, some strongholds, some generational curses, hex and all things that are still real today, they don't come out but by prayer and fasting. And then there's a balance. Some of us love to pray, but we want to curse, or no, some of y'all just cuss us out if we say fast. And some of us don't mind the discipline of fasting, but we have no prayer life. We want to blow up everybody's prayer line and get to the man or woman of God to pray. And the word says in Luke 18, that eighth verse, that we all ought to pray. That's something that we all ought to do. And so we just are saying during this consecration time that the people of God should have a fasted lifestyle, meaning every week there ought to be some quality time where you turn down your plate and you press into the Holy of Holies and you get a rhema, direction, and word from God. That ought to be a lifestyle, not just the beginning of the year, but we hold it in there because our flesh never wants to cooperate. So last time we were together, we went through the words fast, and we started saying the importance of the dynamic duo, that we need to be having a prayer life, but you need to have a fasted life where you tell your flesh it's not in control. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, many of us know we should get up and go do things, pick up the phone and make calls, go out and prospect, go visit someone in a hospital, just be Jesus' hands extended, and your flesh says, I'm tired. We ain't going nowhere. And because you've not worked your faith muscles in prayer, guess who wins? Your flesh, your feelings, your attitude. And even though I love the show The View, I never get confused. In my view, it's not the final answer. What does the Word say? What is Jehovah Rohi, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit inside of God saying to me? So we talked about before the F in fast, we said be faithful, firm, and stay focused. How? Find a place and time every day where you're talking to God, where you learn his voice for yourself. I've taught many times in the past that it grieves the heart of God how many of us say we love God, but we don't know the voice of God. You're going to say amen to me. I'll say it again. How can you keep saying you love God and you're not sure whether you're hearing from God or whether you're hearing your emotions or whether you're hearing from the devil? And it's not deep. It's by the time you put in, that's the better you'll know the voice of God.
It's real simple. When some friend calls you, for newer listeners, when it's been a friend you know for 30 years, they just say, hey, girl, and you say, hey. You recognize their voice. Why? Because you spent time with them. They don't have to say, hey, we've known each other since children. We went to high school together. We were college roommates, and hey, you're my wedding. No, they don't have to go through a resume. Because they've spent time together, they know each other's voices. They know each other's likes and dislikes. And most of us, because we've not studied the word, we've not done the prayer and disciplined the flesh with the fasting, we are on eggshells. We're not sure if it's God. We're not sure if it's the devil. We're not sure if it's me. Not sure if it's God. Not sure if it's the devil. Not sure if it's me. And by the time you get through with your triangle tap dance, what God is saying to do is pass. And so the saints, we have to discipline ourselves and have this fasted lifestyle of telling the flesh, no, I don't need to eat today. No, I don't need to watch that show today. I need to get before God and practice his presence so that I know when he's speaking, I know when he's moving, I know how he deals with me. Being faithful means being consistent. That's not a cuss word. It's whether we feel like it or not. Fasting helps us rise above our feelings and helps us keep our eyes on being faithful. We talked about being firm. But fasting helps us to crucify the flesh. It develops a discipline, and it's determined to develop for your destiny. When you have a fasted lifestyle, now I would like this when I started years ago. When I went an hour, I was like, whoo, I need to eat. You think about eating more. Praying, when I first started praying and saying, ooh, I've probably been praying an hour, hadn't even been praying 10 minutes, and was running out of stuff to say. But when you keep doing it, when you discipline yourself, then I need to eat the word every day. I need to spend time talking to Daddy God every day, not just when there's a crisis, not just when there's an emergency. And then stay focused. When we said we were determined to be successful artist distributors, why is it everybody can call you every other week with some kind of different opportunity and you just confused which way to go? Either you were called and assigned to follow this through or you're not. Because for in this season with the shifting and the sifting, God's moving people and things out of the way that are prohibiting us from being the success that we are ordained to be, children of a family, faith, and lifestyle that glorifies God. Stay focused with this 90K, if that's what you're called to do, every day, talking to someone new, following up, spending an hour or two a day on our business. When we fast, we'll get disciplined. And we talked about the A, admit it and quit it. For some of us, you know, I know it's a little rough. You said a couple, ouch, ooh, this morning, oh, Dr. V is stepping on my toes. I want to be like the shepherd with the wayward sheep. I want to break your legs and put you over my shoulder and call and carry you back to purpose. Because the devil is playing for keeps. And some of you all are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So when the light of fasting reveals our inconsistency, reveals our bad attitude, reveals our give up too quick, reveals our impatience, just go on in, you know, don't spiritualize it, don't get deep. We can't drown in shallow water. We don't have time. Yeah, Lord, I missed it. Whew. Yeah, Lord, I spoke out of turn. Fasting will attack the false humility, the phony faith. It'll bring the anointing that destroys the yoke. And we talked about when we fast, it helps us become more accurate, keen in the spirit. When we hear and we'll know it's God, we'll know that we're where we are supposed to be. We'll know that we know that we know. And I was reading out of Jensen Franklin's book, The Saints, in the book, The Fasting Edge. Fasting dethrones the rule of our demanding fleshly appetites, so that we can more easily flow in the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about fast and pray, fine-tuning your faith, focus, and building your faith. And then the S is see yourself already victorious. We know Romans 4:17, calling those things that be not as though they were. Fasting shows you, pulls back the veil of heaven. And when you're fasting and when you're pressing into that secret place with spiritual eyes, God shows you already. Walking across that stage and getting the accolades that you deserve from your hard work. God shows you already that child back in the fold serving the Lord. God shows us the deeper things of God. In that essence, he sanctifies us with our thoughts, our attitudes, and our lifestyle.
How? Ephesians 5:26. Take a bath. Ephesians 5:26 says the washing of the word. That's why it's so important to read your word every day. That's why the devil fights so hard to make many of us never pick up our Bible regularly and chew on the word and find truth where we're chewing. See, when you eat the word, it washes your spirit. See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And the world tries to put on us and change us and make us compromise in ways we shouldn't. But when you eat that word, whoa, it nourishes you. And it shows others a living testimony. And lastly, the T. We got to trust more as we pass every trial and every temptation so we'll experience our triumph. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Daddy God, and he will direct your path. Trust comes from spending the time. When you spend the time with God and you spend time in his word and you spend time in his presence, then it's not as hard to trust. So when trust says, sit still and wait on the Lord, the fear and the doubt that wants to say, oh, I got to get up and do something, you spend time with God. You'll have that supernatural peace that you don't even know why you have it. And that Isaiah 26:3, peace that surpasses all of your understanding. I'm challenging many of you who heard us talk about this is the next day of the fast. This is the next day of the fast, and you hadn't even thought about it. Oh, that's them. I'm challenging you. We're on the 25th day. We still have 15 days to go. I don't care if you make only three. It'll be three more than you ever did. I'm challenging you to join us with our Daniel's fast. Stop eating the meat, the fish, the turkey, the ham, the pork, the bread, the sweets, and say, God, I'm going to deny my flesh. It's been hollering pretty loud lately. And I'm going to spend that time when I would have been eating some things I shouldn't have. I'm going to get in your presence and just ask you to talk to me, Daddy. I'm going to ask you to show me your will. Show me and reveal the way you want me to do it, and I will obey. This day, it's so important to fast and pray. Some of us have some strongholds that we need broken, but they won't be broken till we do both the fasting and the praying. It'll help us with the fine-tuning and the focus as we build our faith. Back to you, Ms. Tiffany.
What a word, what a word, what a mighty, mighty good word. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for blessing us this morning and making sure that we stay in our lane and stay on track with our fast. And we're going to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so much just for being who you are. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you that we would rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that we win with you on this day. Father, I thank you for each and every person that has dialed in to the Master's Call this morning. I speak increase in their life. I speak that every need is met because you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. Right now, I come lifting up Platinum President Dorothy Cook to you as she is having a colostomy done. I pray that everything will turn out in your favor, God. I lift up Christopher and Kai to you right now as Christopher is out in the on the highway. Father, continue to keep your blood over him. Keep him protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. I pray right now for Minister Kai that you would just ease her mind and let her know that your peace is with her and with him. I lift up the Newmark family and the family of Bill Ulrich. I pray, Father God, for comfort and for strength for them right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you. Father, comfort her right now. I lift up Richard Smith and the Mitchell family to you as Linda has transitioned and you've called her home to be with you. I pray that you would strengthen their family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak deliverance on the line this morning. I speak healing on the line this morning. I speak total restoration on the line this morning. I speak that your warmth, oh God, will be around each and every single one of us. I speak that no one will be sick, no one will be ill right now in the name of Jesus. But I speak your power to flow through us. I speak your peace to flow through us. And I pray and I thank you that your presence is here and always here with us. For your word says that you will never leave us or forsake us. So as we go out this day, oh God, let us go out as great ministers in the marketplace. Let us go out, Father God, seeking to see what's inside of us that is not of you, and asking you to purge that out of us in your name, oh God. So we thank you for this day. We bless you in this day. We give you the honor and glory, and it is done in Jesus' name. I decree and declare it. Amen, amen, and amen. To hear the replay call for this call this morning, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. We also invite you to go with us over to the ambassador's call. That number again is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-pound. And go back and listen to this call for the announcements that I made earlier. But at this time, I am going to bring Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon back to the line to give us our benediction for this day. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, woman of God. So as we get prepared to go and get some more work this morning, Daddy God, I thank you that these your people heard and received the importance of doing what you did, fasting and praying, so that your kingdom come, your will shall be done in our lives. Help us mature, grow up in you, fine-tune our ears, and make us admit the things that have hindered and held up the many blessings you want to flow. Let us see ourselves as you see us. And I thank you that we sanctify ourselves pure and holy before you, so that every test we will be triumphant as we go through this season of consecration. Now, as we leave this call, let the blood hedge of protection be around each and every one of us. Our prayer requests go before us this day as the FBI agents full of the favor of God, the blessings of God, and good stewards of the increase you give us. Now, we seal this and decree and declare that we are winners, victorious in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Look forward to seeing many of you on the ambassador's call. And for all others, go out and have a blessed, awesome kind of day. Bye-bye.